Greg and Dan on WMBD. He comes in every Monday, whether we like it or not, because he's downloaded an app that it requires that allows him to break into our building. His name is Dave Johnson. He's from Pearl Technology. You wouldn't do such a thing, would you, Dave?
No, I got Caleb. I use social engineering.
So we started talking to you 3 years ago and some change about all the things going on in our world. At that time, it was related to COVID, and then it spun into because the bad players always take advantage of situations. And so because we were in COVID, it was a great opportunity for people to steal stuff, right, and whatever. And it's weekly, daily, really daily. We could probably talk to you every day. The stuff that's going on in the world around us. You sent me a note on Thursday or Friday and said there is somebody monkeying around with an audio fragment, a sound, if you will, for those of us in the real world. We don't know what this is, actually. A sound that does what?
So it's really just a very high-pitched voice.
It's a voice?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is, it's called NUIT, which is Near Ultrasound Inaudible Trojan. That's okay. A lot of words.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a dog whistle, okay. Right? All so right. Dogs have a higher hearing range than humans.
Sure.
They can hear it. We can't. The human hearing range is 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz. What does that mean? It just means from really, really low to really, really high.
Okay.
The thing is, as we get older, mm-hmm. our ability to hear the upper end, the real high-pitched mm-hmm. stuff, diminishes quickly. So by the time you're 20, it's down to about 16,000 hertz. You keep moving down. At our age, we're probably at about 10,000 hertz.
Oh, is that why we don't hear the words "take out the garbage"? Because
that's usually given to you in a higher pitch.
Yeah. But all of our electronic equipment is built around the standard 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz.
Okay.
So your microphone can hear that ultra high pitch.
This microphone right here.
That okay. one and this.
How about
one?
The microphone on my phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Every microphone made is made for that big, broad range.
Got it.
So some smart person said, hey, what if we start issuing voice commands up towards the 20,000 hertz range because you can't hear it, Greg, mm-hmm. but your microphone can.
And what would be the purpose for doing that, other than to make me crazy?
To get into your Alexa, your Siri, your Cortana on Windows. We have so many things that are voice command now that they said, hey, we can do this. So the way it works is I record commands, run them through a program that moves the frequency up higher, where humans can't hear it, but the microphone still can.
Yeah.
And so it'll say, Alexa. And the first thing you'd tell Alexa to do is to stop talking back to you, because otherwise you'd be sitting there and you would hear Alexa telling you that it's doing these things.
Right.
So you say, shh, Alexa, no talking back. And then you can, any valid command, I could turn your thermostat up or down. I can unlock your doors.
Okay, so besides being pesky or like almost pranky, mm-hmm. can somebody do that and get something of value of mine?
They can unlock your doors without you knowing it.
What about your bank account?
The bank account, unless there's a voice activation on your bank
happening.
App,
yeah.
Which isn't going to happen.
Yeah. But let's think the door. So they know where you live.
Mm-hmm.
They know who you are.
Yep.
And they know that you have a house where your Alexa controls your door.
Your stuff, yeah.
And then they tell Alexa, don't say anything, but unlock the door.
Right.
And then they come in and take your stuff.
Take your stuff.
Take your Alexa.
Yeah.
They steal your speaker.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's an interesting.
Is it happening just U.S. or is this happening all over
the place? It happens all over the place.
Is it relatively new?
It's not all that new, but it's not all that useful. I mean,
yeah, it seems a little clunky.
It's cool the way it works.
Yeah,
but it's not as good as hacking into somebody's bank account.
Sure.
Can you open up their garage door and steal their car
if it's all smart connected with voice activation?
Wow. All right, we got a minute. I want to hear more about this thing that Dan and I just naively were talking about this morning because we don't know about it. But this 750 million people go to this one app. It's a shopping app.
Yeah, it's Pinduoduo.
Say it again.
Pinduoduo.
Isn't that a joke? But first, Pinduoduo.
No, that's a different joke, Danny.
So it's a Chinese app, and Pinduoduo, it's a think of Amazon. If Amazon and Etsy had a baby, okay, it would be Pinduoduo. Like, so it's that.
It's enormously popular.
It is,
and it looks like they're spying on everybody who's downloaded the app.
If you have an Android. So,
oh, yay me.
Yeah, so,
yay.
And actually,
you
this is...
Hey, Caleb, you Android people,
this is
losers.
Just coming out in the media. I mean, this has been going on for a while.
Oh, it has.
At first, they thought it was just Samsung phones. Samsung put some patches in to prevent it from happening. Then they figured out it's really all Android phones. So, that's what it is. You know, you had asked me, what about the U.S.? They have a sister app. Same parent company, which is PDD, called Temu, and that is U.S.
version of
Pinduoduo. Google kicked Pinduoduo off of their Play site, but Temu is still there.
Okay.
Did I hear, though, that not only can they get into that app, but through that app... They get into your phone and can then look around at other apps in your phone?
They can take data. They can place apps on your phone. It was a pretty big vulnerability.
Crazy. It's good to talk to you, David.
Good to talk
to you. You're always a ray of sunshine. See you, buddy. That's Dave Johnson, Pearl Technology.